listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Always good to come and talk to you about the things of our precious Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. It's a privilege and it's an honor. It's a privilege and an honor just to talk to you about the things of the Lord. Very, very precious Lord, precious Father. And you know, He cares about you. He cares about me. He cares about all of us. You know, the only reason that I am here today is because Father God cares about you. Because Father God sent His precious Son to bring you life and to bring it to you more abundantly. He just wants me to remind you of that today. Just to tell you that today. Just to come and remind you, hey, I'm here and I love you. You know, this is what the Lord has to say to you today. I am here for you and I love you. I'll always be here. Trust me in everything because I am here for you. I said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Jesus said, I'm going to pray the Father, and He's going to send another Comforter, and He's going to be with you forever. Write that word down in your heart. God with me forever by His Spirit dwelling in me. Take advantage of that. Make sure you understand that in this falling, terrible, troubled world, you have a Comforter. Father God has given you a Comforter. Jesus promised a Comforter. Father sent the Comforter. If you're not comforted, you go back to the drawing board. You go back to the book and find out why. Well, you know, I just want to, this is Dr. Bob, and I just want to tell you, if you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up 24/7. In other words, if you're getting anything out of the program today, and you'd like to be a witness to your family, friends, about where they live, oh, it's very simple. You just go to WCNO.com. Scroll down to the word on the left side of the page, on demand. Click on that. You'll see a counter. Click on that counter. And then any Saturday, in other words, they just click on Saturday. They can pick it up next week, in the middle of the week, anytime. Just simply go to Saturday's date, click on, and then get the spur. Well, I just want to tell you I love you today. The Lord loves you today. I want to tell you up front that I really don't want to talk about the devil, although I'm going to talk about him today. It's not what I want to do. When there's so much to say about our wonderful Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, who was manifest then to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly. What a Savior. This is what the Lord came to do, to give us life, to give it to us more abundantly. But the devil, the thief, the destroyer, he wants to steal that abundant life from you. Is he working you? Is he attacking you? Is he messing with your life? Now, the Lord Jesus wants to protect you from him. He wants to protect you from the devil. Look, he gave us a plan. James says it. Submit yourself to God. Are you truly, totally submitted? If you're not, you're out there on your own. Submit yourself to God. Then resist the devil. He will flee from you. Now, listen, this is your job. I know people, many people, that pray, oh, Jesus, get the devil away from me. He's going to do that. Submit yourself to God. You, my friend, you, the fight's yours. Resist the devil. We have a plan. We have a book. We have instructions. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. The fight's yours now, but you can win every time. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You automatically are winning. You're winning before you start. But you have to know this, okay? John 10:10, Jesus said, the thief, Jesus calls him a thief, comes not but to steal. That's the only reason he comes, and to kill, and to destroy. But he said, I've come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. You know, this is the whole Bible story. What a contrast. God is good, the devil is evil. But notice this, Jesus did say, he comes. That's the thing I want to talk to you about today. He absolutely comes. Anything that's not working right in your life, and you're a Christian, you go back and you watch for his hand in it. Some way, somehow, he never stops. He never gives up. He wants to hurt. You know who the devil don't bother? I tell you who the devil don't bother. I've noticed this. Good people. There's some good people in the world that don't really know the Lord Jesus. But they're good, moral people. Maybe it's the way they were raised, whatever. But they're not born again. They're not saved. They're not on their way to heaven, even though they never think about it. Or maybe they don't understand these things. But nevertheless, they're good people that stay out of trouble. Well, he certainly never bothers them because he don't know he exists. His great secret is, I'm not here. Really, he deceives people by the multitudes by thinking everything is right. If you're a good person out there, you're not born again, you won't hear from the devil hardly at all. You just keep on being good until that final day, and you'll find out you're not washed in blood and can't stand in the presence of the Lord. But nevertheless, he never bothers good people. They just have good lives. Or you can be a doctor, you can be a lawyer, you can be a teacher, and you can just have a good life and never bother with church, go fishing Sunday morning. And he loves you because you're already lost. And if he comes to you and begins to mess with your life, then you're going to cry to God. He stays away from you. He'll give you a break. But in the end, you'll pay big. Just want to put that out there for a lot of people that don't realize he works that way. But he does. He's not a stupid devil, although I think he is. He's smarter than me, the prince of this world. So don't let him fool you, okay? And don't let him put you to sleep and make everything all right, because you're not really having any trouble with the devil. That's because he knows who you are. You're fine. He don't want to rock any boats. He's not that dumb. John 1:38. Jesus said, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifest. That's why I come, he said, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Listen, if the devil wasn't here, he wouldn't come to do that. Devil is the owner of sin. You got to remember this, okay? And Jesus wants you free. All right? Now, this is a complete picture of the plan of God for your life. He wants to get you out of the sinful life and keep you for himself because he loves you. Look, if you get away from sin, no sin, no devil. If you're a born-again Christian and you'll get yourself filled with the Spirit and the Word of God, get in that Word of God. Jesus says, my Word is Spirit, my Word is life. You believe it and you walk it out and you live the Christian life, you don't have much problem with the devil. He can only get in when you let him in. He can only get in an area that he sees you. But the point I'm trying to make here today is many Christians are halfway asleep, and until they're caught, until they wind up in jail, until they wind up in trouble, they don't realize it really is the devil. I can't begin to tell you how many people I know that have good families, good children, are battling with the enemy, and they don't really know it. They're half asleep here. They don't really realize the devil's out to kill, steal, destroy. And you can go into any jail. If you're going to jails and prison, preach the gospel, and you'll find so many of them in there that know as much about the Word of God as you do, it'll blow you away. Sit in church all the life, and there they're in jail. Never was prepared for the fight. Didn't understand the fight. John 14:30, Jesus said, when he's about to leave the earth, now this is when he's about to leave here, he says, hereafter I'm not going to talk much with you, for the prince of this world is coming. Now, I'm leaving here now, but he's coming. See, many people think, you know, that was only a battle when Jesus was here. I am leaving here, he says, but the prince of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. Look, if you're having problems out there today in your life, and you know you're under attack, I mean, put it this way. If you're not in control of your life, somebody else is. And you really need help. You really need to be touched by the Lord. You need to be set free. You can give me a call here. I'd be more than glad to talk with you, to minister to you, to help you in any way I can. Our phone number here is 772-221-1100. Well, if you're out of town, it's 888-221-8099. Don't be afraid to call. If you're hurting in any way, if you feel like you're under attack in any way, if you need me to pray with you about your children that you know without a doubt are under attack, you give me a call. I'll be more than glad to pray for you. Listen, Jesus loves you. I want you to know that. Now, Jesus said, the prince of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me. Nothing in me. I think Jesus is saying to us, he's not your prince. He may be the prince of this world, but he should have nothing to do with you. This is Bob. Can I help you? This Bob, can I help you? Hello, hello. All right. Remember what Jesus said here. He says, I'm leaving, but the prince of this world is coming. He's coming, Jesus said, but he has nothing in me, nothing, nothing whatsoever. I think Jesus is saying to us, he's not your prince. He may be the prince of this world, but he should have nothing to do with you. Hold on a minute, please. This is Bob, can I help you? I hit the green button. having phone problems all the while. All right, Isaiah 14:16. Listen to this. This is Bob. We have phone problems. All right, excuse me, please. Please excuse us here today. We're having phone issues. Don't know why. We're doing anything right, but the phone's not working right. Let me try again. Isaiah 14:16. Well, excuse me again. This is Bob. May I help you?
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
I just need your prayer because I am being under, I'm under attack.
Okay. All right. Do you mind telling me your name? You don't want to. You don't have to.
Cassandra.
What is it?
Cassandra.
Cassandra. Okay, Cassandra. Do you know any particular thing that you know you're under attack with, or would you rather not tell me, or you want to tell me?
Well, I'm just being attacked, like, with, there's all kind of ways with my children's being attacked, uh-huh. And me personally.
Well, okay. You're a born again Christian, no problem about that. You know you're right with the Lord?
Yes.
All right, good. Well, listen, you know, the devil's out there. There's no doubt about that. We all have to put up with the fight. He's out there every day. And one of the weaknesses he finds is children. They're not rooted and grounded real solid. And he can get them to that way. If it gets to them, and get to you. So I know exactly where you're coming from. You know, you're not alone. Every family, the rich, the poor, the middle, doesn't make any difference. We're all under attack out there. But he's waging war against your children. One thing he can do is get to you. Well, here's what I'm going to do, Cassandra. Now, you listen. The word does say this, where two or more gathered in my name, there I'm in the midst of you. Well, you know, I want to just agree with you now, and I want to pray for you. I want you to, even though you don't see with your eyes, I want you to really believe that the Lord is going to fight with you, fight for you. Now, you begin to really put up the fight. You take authority over your life and over your children, and you begin to really trust the Lord in everything we say. Okay, you have to, the devil has to know that you're serious. Really, he has to know that you know him, and you know he's nothing but a liar and a deceiver, and you're rooted and solid ground in Christ Jesus, and he'll flee from you, okay? Because the Bible says so. Submit to the Lord. Father, me and Cassandra and I just come to you now in the name of the Lord Jesus. We totally, absolutely, completely submit to you. Our lives, we might be under attack here. We might be in battle here, but we're submitted to you. And we're going to resist the devil, and he will flee from us. I am commanding you, Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to take your hand off of Cassandra and her life. You are rebuked. I break the assignment that you have over her life. I break it off of her and her family now. I openly rebuke you in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command you to leave now, and I command peace and joy to come into Cassandra and into that life. All right, son, expect to do better, okay? Fight the good fight. You'll win, all right?
Amen. Thank
God bless you.
God bless you.
Excuse me, please. Well, anyway, I think Jesus is saying, even though the prince of this world is coming, Jesus said he's coming. Jesus says he's here. He's not your prince. Do not give him place. Give no place to the devil. If you're a child of God, he has no right to you whatsoever. The only thing he can do is what he can take. When the area that he can deceive you in, he's the area that he can control you in. You understand that now? If he can't deceive you or get to you, if you're strong in the Lord, he can't touch that part of your life. And listen to this, Isaiah 14:16. You know, I know I don't really want to talk about the devil like I told you up front, but we're weak in this area, and we're not strong on defense, and he's getting to us. I know it. I see families, godly families with kids in jail. This is not right. You know, he's getting to us. I'm just trying to warn you. You have to play defense in this game against the devil. He will take you out through your kids in a minute. That seems to be his main attack route. So you've got to know where he's coming from. Watch your children. Pray over your children. Fight for your children. That seems to be the route he's using to get to you. You know, if he can just hinder you, this is what he does. Just tries to hinder you, stop your witness, keep you busy running down circles. You don't have time to witness and the lip of the Lord if you run around in circles trying to take care of your own, okay? I'm just trying to make a point here. I could talk about Jesus till I leave this earth and love every minute of it. But listen, we really need to know we're in a fight here. We have a battle. Isaiah 14:16, Isaiah is looking down the road and seeing the end of time, said this, speaking about the devil. At the end now, I'm talking about the end of all things, is this, they're going to look back. We're going to all look and say, is this the one? Is this the man that made the whole earth to tremble? Satan can make the whole earth to tremble. That did shake kingdoms? So yes, we need to wake up and talk about him. He's out there, so don't let him run over you. Just how many crushed lives are out there now bottom of the wasteland. Just look at Islam. Look at 4 million people traveling down railroad tracks while whole cities being destroyed. Armies all around it. All over the world, it's upside down. And Isaiah said, he made the... They'll say about him, is this the one that made the whole world to tremble? And we take it for granted. He's not to be taken for granted. He's a furious enemy. But you can beat him every time if you just know these things that I'm trying to help you with. Revelation 12:9. This is the end of times now. Here's what it says. It says, Satan deceived the whole world. Now, that's a big statement. He deceived the whole world. That would include he has deceived, he is deceiving, and he will deceive. And in the end, that's what's going to be said about him. He deceived the whole world. So that's your battle. That's your enemy. He's out there now. He's working. He never stops. And he will. Look, he'll be this way until Jesus returns. It'll be a fight forever, okay? Thank God you don't have to be deceived because you are in God's kingdom and you're not of this world. Look, if you're battling out there, you can give me a call. I'd be more than glad to fight with you, stand with you, pray for you. You know, there's more strength in two than there is one. I'll join with you for the fight. If you're in problems, if you're under attack, if your family's under attack, give us a call at 772-221-1100. If you're out of town, it's 221-8990. Give me a call if you need help. Be glad to fight with you. Be glad to fight for you, okay? Now look, this is a verse of scripture I use more than any verse probably in the whole Bible. Acts 26:18. Let me take this phone call first, and then I'll be with you. Hold on 1 second. Thank you for holding on. This is Bob. Can I help you?
Yes, good morning, Bob. This is Chris from the Bible study.
Oh, Chris, how are you?
I'm on the road listening to you this morning.
God bless you.
I just thought what you were talking about might lead to a little bit of discussion of the full armor of God that we're all given by Jesus.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That's important. Thank you, Chris. That's really good because that's how we defend ourselves against him. Put on the whole armor.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, put on the whole armor of God.
Hey, Bob, keep it going.
All right, God bless you. Have a great day, okay, Chris? Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. Glad you're listening. Jen? No? Okay, we read that, I think. I forgot what. Okay, Acts 26:18. Now, this is one of the greater verses to me in the Bible where Jesus makes a great statement about your life. Here's what he says. He's already been on the earth. He's already suffered, bled, and died. Already broke the power of sin and death. He's in heaven. But he comes back to Paul one last time. Now listen, this is an amazing thing when you think about it. He's already died for us. He's already been here 3.5 years teaching. But he comes back again. And on the Damascus Road, says to Paul, says, Paul, I'm going to send you to the Gentiles. He said, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. Now think about the power that he has over the unsaved. Now maybe this is a real big deal. He's in heaven. He comes back here and calls Paul one more time and says, Paul, turn them from darkness to light. That's where the world is a dark place. From the power, that means they're under the power of Satan, to God. And he says this, that they might receive forgiveness of sins. In other words, you're under the power of darkness, you're not forgiven for your sins. An inheritance he wants among those that are sanctified by faith that is in me. Now, what he's really saying here, if you're a good Christian, I want everybody to be just like you. Do you want everybody just like you? You should be able to say that. If you're a Christian and you're born again, you're washed in blood, you should want people to be like you. But you know they're in darkness, you should want to bring them out of the darkness like Jesus said to Paul to do. Turn them from that darkness to me, the light, that they might have forgiveness of sin and inheritance. He has an inheritance plan for them. Among us, among those that are sanctified, that's you and I, that's the church. My faith that's in and through me, they should be like you. That's what Jesus wants everybody to be like you. Do you want everybody to be like you? If you're not, then you need to go back to the book yourself, do a little homework here, you know, look at. People are hurting out there. And like my friend Christy Cole, we need to put on the whole armor of God. So to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, protect yourself. Defend yourself from the wicked one. He's out there to kill. He's out there to steal. He's out there to destroy, and he has no mercy. But Jesus loves you, and he comes to bring light. He comes to bring you from darkness. He wants you out of that dark. He wants your kids out of darkness. He wants them to be translated from the power of darkness to light, from the power of Satan. See, Satan has power here on the earth now, as long as you're a sinner. He has great power for the sinner, great power as long as you're in darkness, great power as long as you're in sin. But if you come out of that over to where he is powerless. If you stand in the things of the Lord, he can't touch your life. Take authority over him and put him under your feet. Look, I want to tell you this. In the last few months, I've heard from the devil a few times, and I've learned something through the experience that I want to share with you. This is simple, but maybe it might wake you up a little bit about how hard, especially if your sons or daughters are out there in trouble, or anybody that you know that you're trying to witness to and you seem to can't get them saved, they have one excuse after another, one reason after another. Maybe I can share this with you, maybe it'll help you. The first problem I had was over a little Spanish woman that contacted me here through the radio program. She was suffering from alcohol. She had problems with fear, and she just needed the Lord Jesus. Now, this is a real battle. This is a real story. This happened right here, working right at this station. I was trying to get her to the place where we meet on Tuesday night. We have a good ministry team on Tuesday night where we meet, where you can get healing, deliverance, counseling, all by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's a very pure, it's a good work. And I was trying to get her there for help. And the woman was really giving me a hard time. This is all doing all this through the internet. She was so very scared of the place that I was trying to get her to for help. She told me, don't bother me anymore. She got mad at me. I was just trying to help her out. And she said, I don't never hear from you again. I don't trust you. I just don't want nothing to do with you. And she kept on all of this. This is being done by email. I said, all right, okay, I'm finished with you. And this was Tuesday now. I'm starting with her on Monday when she called or emailed me. And this was Tuesday. The meeting's only once a week, Tuesday night. So I wanted to get her there for Tuesday night. And finally, she said, I don't want to hear from you again, never. So the next day, I'm still thinking about her being in this trap. I thought I'm going to make one last ditch effort to help her. So I sent her an email on Wednesday morning, and I said, look, I saw the hand of the devil on your head, squeezing your head. And I said, I know you're really in this trap. And I made this one last ditch effort on Wednesday to help her out. I told her what I saw, and I said, look, there's a church in Stewart. I told her where it was. I said, you go there Sunday morning. If you really want help, if you really want to set free, be set free. If you really want to be a free person, you go there Sunday morning. The church starts at 10 o'clock. I told her where it was. I said, at the end of the service, they always give an altar call, a chance to help people. I said, if you go forward there at 10 o'clock Sunday morning, you just tell them your issues, they'll help you out. Well, Monday morning, I got an email. Said, Dr. Allen, I listened to you and your son Landon together, sir, on your radio program. I know now you're only trying to help me. I also went to that church Sunday. I got saved. I got set free. I got delivered. And she said, I got healed. I'm doing great. And she said, I finally met her in the church after maybe a month. Or I don't know how long it took. But anyway, and she's doing great. Praise the Lord. Got totally set free. Totally delivered. But the thing about it is, it just blew me away. I went to the Lord. I could not believe the fight the devil put up over this one little drunken Spanish woman. I just couldn't believe it. He did everything really could to keep her from being there on Tuesday night. If I hadn't told her, I said, I see the hand of the devil on your forehead. Now, if you want free, you go to the church. And she did that. But Tuesday night, absolutely could never get her set free. And I went to the Lord in prayer and I said, Lord, I know you care about us so very much. But I can't believe the devil cares about his like that. I just can't believe he put up such fight over one little fearful, drunken woman. I couldn't believe that. I said, Lord, I just can't hardly believe he would put up that kind of fight for her. I expect that from you, but I didn't expect the devil to care about one of his that much. And here's what the Lord said, he really hates her very much. He hates her, but it's all with him numbers. He hates to lose one person to me. Now think about your children out there that you're trying to help, or loved ones. If you're trying to get your kids into the kingdom, or your friends, or your lovers, everyone else, remember this now, if they are in sin, the devil will fight for them, to keep them in that trap. He'll put every stumbling block he can. This is I experienced a real fight. I could not believe. I was shocked that the devil cared more about losing one, but he does, because Jesus said he hates me, and he hates, it's a numbers game with him. He can't stand to lose one number, one person to me, and therefore he will fight to keep them in sin. He'll destroy their life if he can, anything to keep them from me. Isn't that something? This is really true. This is true stuff. You might want to think about your kids. If you think you're having a tough time out there, increase the fight. Fight hard. Excuse me, because the devil's out there fighting over your kids. When you're fighting over them, he's fighting to keep them in sin. Don't forget that. Excuse me, please. This is Bob. Can I help you?
Hi, Bob. This is Cheryl from Tuesday Night. How are you?
Good, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Great, great. I just want to just encourage you. You're such a blessing to so many of us there. And on this radio program, how you reach out to so many of us to bring us to that deliverance. And, you know, you just set people free, direct people. So I just want to implore everybody listening to just bless your radio program, because it's so valuable to us. God is using you in a mighty way, and that's just what I wanted to say today.
Well, thank you. God bless you. I appreciate that very much. You have a great day yourself. Appreciate you.
Well, you too. God bless you.
All right. Bob. God bless you, sir. Listen, I just really want to tell you how much Jesus loves you here today. And you, I'm going to tell you one more quick thing. I sent a message out not long ago on homosexuality, and I got a message back again from a woman saying, get me off your mailing list right now. I guess she's a lesbian. And then I heard the enemy speak again to me and said, this is a war. I mean, he will fight for one homosexual. He will fight for one person. He hates all of us. He hates to lose one person to the Lord Jesus. So if you got loved ones out there, I want you to increase the fight. Pray harder. Pray longer. Pray more. And put the devil on notice. Let him know that you know his game. Let him know that children are yours. The friends are yours. Fight for them, okay? Listen, I'm running out of time and I'm getting nearly through my message. But listen, we need help here in the message. We really do. We're not getting proper support. And just appreciate it very much. If you can help, I would appreciate it if you would. Just appreciate it so much. And we really need your help. And our mailing address, if you'd like to help us support the ministry, is Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. That's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. In case you really don't need to grab them for a pencil, I'll give you another test. Lifeline, 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Or I'd love to hear from you by email. If you have any things you need me to pray about or anything like that you need to discuss, email me at TryLifeline. That's one word, T-T-R-Y. TryLifeline, gmail.com. TryLifeline, gmail.com. TryLifeline, gmail. That's easy. TryLifeline, gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, but we really need your support, too. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Look, we love you. We appreciate you. And you know, God loves all of us. I want you to know that. Let's just think about that today. How much we're loved and how much God loves you and the price that he paid for you. And he's a wonderful father. He's a father. Let him father you. He's a real father to you. If you're out there today and you're hurting and you're struggling over your family and your friends, you know, just go to your father and say, Father, I need you. Father, I need help. And he'll do it. He loves you. He cares about you and wants to be a father to you. Well, look, God bless you now. And I'm going to be seeing you again next week. And trust the Lord in everything you do and put up a good fight. And you're a winner here. Don't let the devil run over top of you. Take authority over your life. Take authority over your children's life. Put the devil on notice. I'm a servant. I serve the living God, and I don't want no part of you. I rebuke you, and I'll be able to serve the Lord forever. Resist him, like James said. Submit yourself to God. Be submitted now, and then resist the devil. He will flee from you. God bless you. See you next week. This is Bob. Have a great week. Have a great life.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.